Over the course of many surgeries, Gastman and a team of specialists stabilized Katie and patched her face. They removed and repaired shattered bones. To create a nasal passage and protect her brain, Gastman made a rudimentary nose and upper lip from her thigh tissue, rolled up inside out. For a chin and lower lip, he used a piece of her Achilles tendon. The doctors fashioned a new lower jawbone from titanium and a piece of her fibula with flesh still attached, using as a guide a 3D model made from a scan of Olivia's jaw. To move Katie's eyes closer together, they attached to her skull a distraction device, adjusting it day by day. It was challenging work, and Gastman was proud of it. Katie had never seen this face, but she had come to know it by touch. The crooked tube of flesh in the center, the bulbous chin. She knew her eyes looked as though someone had grabbed her by the cheeks and jerked up on one side and down the other. She called this face, the second of her young life, Shrek. For Katie, 2014 was a lost year. She remembers nothing of her suicide attempt or the surgeries that followed. Her parents had to tell her what happened. It shocked her. "I never thought of doing that ever before, and so on hearing about it, I just didn't know how to handle it," she told me. "I felt so guilty that I had put my family through such pain. I felt horrible." The Stubblefields never returned to Oxford. Rob and Alicia moved to the Ronald McDonald House near the clinic, into a room about the size of a studio apartment with a makeshift kitchen. Katie qualified for Medicaid, and the clinic paid for much of her care with federal funding to study face transplants. For daily living, the Stubblefields subsisted on the kindness of others. Family and friends gave them money, held fundraisers, and started online campaigns. Rob picked up odd jobs, painting houses or working security.